Hi, this is Casey Darby, Senior Manager, Investor Relations for Grainger. Thank you for accessing this recorded message with information regarding Grainger's July 2015 sales results. I'll begin by reminding you that certain statements and projections of future results made in this podcast constitute forward-looking information. The information is based on current expectations of market conditions and competitive and regulatory environments that involves risk and uncertainty. Please see our 2014 Form 10-K for a discussion of factors as they relate to forward-looking statements. Let's begin with sales results for July. July 2015 had 22 selling days, the same as last year. For the month of July, total company sales declined 1% versus July 2014, which included a 4 percentage point decline from unfavorable foreign exchange and a 1 percentage point increase from acquisitions. Sales increased 2% on an organic basis, excluding foreign exchange and acquisitions, driven by 3 percentage points from volume, partially offset by a 1 percentage point decline in price. Now let's turn our attention to sales results by segment. As a reminder, monthly sales history by reporting segment for the prior 2 years is available on the Investor Relations website, along with a summary of selling days by month. Please note that although some of our businesses have a different number of selling days due to local holidays, we use the number of selling days in the United States as the basis for our calculation of daily sales. I'll start with our largest segment, the United States. Sales for the U.S. segment increased 1%, consisting of 1 percentage point from volume and 1 percentage point from sales to Zorro U.S., the single-channel online business. This growth was partially offset by a 1 percentage point decline in price. Price continues to be pressured by faster growth with lower margin customers. For our customer end markets in the United States, which excludes sales to Zorro, sales performed as follows. Commercial and retail were up in the mid-single digits. Light manufacturing and government were up in the low single digits. Heavy manufacturing was down in the low single digits. Contractor and resellers were down in the mid-single digits, and natural resources was down in the mid-teens. In July, oil prices declined and continued to affect our natural resources and heavy manufacturing customers. We estimate direct and indirect exposure to oil and gas represented about a 1 percentage point reduction to U.S. sales in the month. The strength of the U.S. dollar has also been a headwind to exporters, primarily heavy manufacturing customers. On the positive side, commercial customer results were driven by strong, high single-digit growth with healthcare customers. In our Canadian segment, sales declined 19% in U.S. currency and were down 4% in local currency. The local currency decline was driven by a 13 percentage point decrease in volume, partially offset by 6 percentage points from the WFS acquisition and a 3 percentage point benefit from price. Oil prices continued to decline, and the Canadian dollar weakened versus the U.S. dollar in the month of July. The combination of these two factors continues to present a significant headwind in Canada. On an organic basis, declines during the month in the construction, oil and gas, commercial, heavy manufacturing, retail, transportation, and utilities customer end markets more than offset growth to customers in the mining, government, light manufacturing, and forestry end markets. Daily sales for our other businesses increased 8% in July, consisting of 25 percentage points from volume and price, partially offset by 17 percentage points decrease from foreign exchange. The daily sales increase was primarily due to a strong revenue growth from Zorro U.S. and Japan. As a reminder, on July 30th, we announced the agreement to acquire Cromwell Group Limited, which is expected to close in early September. Upon closing, results for Cromwell will be reported in other businesses. Looking ahead, August will have 21 selling days, the same as last year. Sales performance thus far in August is consistent with the results for July. Please mark your calendar for the following upcoming events. On August 19th, Paul Miller, Vice President of Global E-commerce, Customer Information and Innovation, will participate in the ITG Industrial Conference in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We plan to report August sales on Monday, September 14th at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Looking further out, we plan to report 2015 third quarter results on Friday, October 16th at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And finally, we will host our annual analyst meeting on Thursday, November 12th, which will be held at our headquarters in Lake Forest, Illinois. If you have any questions about July sales or any of the upcoming events, please contact Lara Brown, Senior Vice President, Communications and Investor Relations, at 847-535-0409, Bill Chapman, Senior Director of Investor Relations, at 847-535-0881, or myself at 847-535-0099. And we thank you for your interest in Grainger.